it does best, sell lots of products. This degree of openness is the only way to get the full benefit of freely flowing numbers. Walmart, according to Forbes, reduced its expenses by $2 billion in 1997 through better inventory management. Much of this savings came from its continuing drive to use information to work better with its supplier partners. Marks & Spencer has demonstrated that information sharing not only reduces costs, but can also reduce reaction time to just a few hours anywhere in the world. General Electric's CEO, Jack Welch, was one of the first people to talk about boundarylessness, the idea that solutions to business problems should encompass everyone in the critical path, whether inside or outside the formal borders of the corporation. Not surprisingly, GE, the largest diversified industrial company in the United States, has begun to create for its 12 operating units what will probably become the largest extranet in the world. An extranet is a private internet site that enables several companies to securely share information and conduct business. GE expects to do more than $5 billion, or 14%, of its projected $35 billion in capital procurements over the extranet by 2001, compared with less than 1% in electronic purchases today. Fully deployed, the extranet could involve as many as 40,000 trading partners. In addition to being a system for straight transactions, GE's extranet will include software that enables real-time collaboration. GE employees and partners will be able to view and edit the same electronic documents and to discuss them at the same time over the internet. In a value network, companies can free up capital that would otherwise be tied up in inventory and dramatically reduce inventory management costs, as Walmart has done. GE expects to save between $500 million and $750 million with its extranet through reduced errors, contract leverage, and other efficiencies. Companies can improve quality, too. About 70% of the value of Ford's products comes from components provided by independent parts manufacturers, and Ford's digital network enables the company to quickly work with these suppliers to address quality issues with parts. Companies in a value network can respond faster and more accurately to the market. If the benefits of knowing your numbers and creating a value network are so compelling, why don't more companies do it? Why don't more companies develop their aggregate numbers digitally to track trends? Why don't they track customer history? The main reason is that too few businesses start with digital input. Grocery stores were among the first to go digital at the point of origin. The original use of scanners was to speed up checkout, but the most important business value became inventory management and trend analysis. Starting with digital data requires diligence, though. If six packs of soft drinks are on special for $1.99, a checker might key in two for a six-pack, even if one is a Dr. Pepper and the other a Pepsi. The customer's price total will be correct, but the inventory numbers for both beverage brands will be off. Connecting digital data among vendors using mainframe-based computers and private networks has also been too expensive. Even though the benefits of data exchange are obvious, less than 5% of all U.S. businesses use the old EDI or Electronic Data Interchange standard. Sometimes only one side of the transaction is electronic. EDI to fax is a common approach. And most of that 5% are using EDI just for purchase orders and invoicing. They aren't exchanging sales and logistics data to optimize inventory and transportation management. Cost and technical complexity have been holding people back, but the PC and the internet give us an infrastructure that makes exchanging all kinds of digital information very inexpensive. The more homogeneous the software platform, the less complex the connectivity issues, and the better able you are to form a value network. Not enough people are using digital data in the office. Existing paper systems lead people to assume that data is hard to get and customize. Because their data isn't digital, They have to work with stacks of paper they can't navigate or analyze. They can't find patterns in their data. They can't turn their paper information into action. Because so few companies are using digital tools internally or with partners today, those firms that act quickly to create a digital nervous system have the opportunity to jump ahead of their competitors. To make the transition to an empowered virtual enterprise, a CEO needs to look first at all of the paper on desks of knowledge workers and ask, how could digital systems get rid of these stacks of paper? As part of this examination, think of your business processes as extending far beyond your walls to encompass the entire web of your partnerships and your customers. You need to develop business processes supported by a swift, reliable flow of information that will enable the customer to drive your responses and the responses of all of your vendors as if you were one entity. If you find your efforts to link up with your partners and your customers to be more focused on costs and just keeping things running, and less on building solutions that add business value, evaluate your technical underpinnings. You need to step back and come up with a new approach. Raise your corporate IQ. A few years ago, we discovered we were missing some blueprints for the existing buildings on our Redmond campus. We needed the blueprints as background for our next stage of construction. Our longtime head of real estate and facilities had just retired, so we had to call him up at home to see if he knew where the plans were. He directed us to an electrician who fortunately still worked with one of our outside vendors. Sure enough, the electrician had the blueprints. In fact, that electrician was the only person in the world who had all of the plans for all of our buildings. Traditional societies often rely on one or two people to remember the group's history and traditions. But modern organizations need a better way to record and pass on their folklore. Yet at Microsoft, we were relying pretty much on oral tradition, too. Here we were, the largest developer of office space in the Seattle area, embarking on a period of construction in which we would put up between 500,000 and 1,000,000 square feet of new office space a year, and our entire knowledge base of crucial information was being carried around in the heads of just a few people and in a few stacks of blueprints we didn't even have on file. Alarmed by this incident, the Microsoft Real Estate and Facilities Group decided we needed a digital repository to preserve and augment all the knowledge we'd accumulated over 2 decades of construction. We put all of our blueprints, diagrams, and other construction information into computer-aided design, CAD, files, and created a CAD standard for our vendors to implement going forward. We moved existing electronic documents from vendor systems into our in-house system. Then we created an extranet site for our vendors to access for as long as they are part of a project. Everyone has access to records of problems and solutions from earlier phases of construction. Because we've regained control of the information, we can bid out projects more broadly to get better pricing and flexibility. Our business and financial planners use the extranet site to prepare for an office expansion or the opening of a new subsidiary. Microsoft personnel can get educated on issues and costs related to major real estate projects, and international groups can use our main campus real estate expertise as they plan for business development. Floor plans are also posted on our intranet, so space planners in separate buildings on our main campus can view the same floor plans as they discuss major moves. Regular employees use the floor plan page to see where their new offices will be after a move. In fact, except for a brief flurry of visitors to the food page while we were changing cafeteria vendors, the floor plan page has been the most commonly visited spot on our intranet. Our electronic real estate library and a similar one on trademarks and patent law are examples of corporate knowledge management. Knowledge management, as I use it here, is not a software product or a software category. Knowledge management doesn't even start with technology. It starts with business objectives and processes and a recognition of the need to share information. Knowledge management is nothing more than managing information flow, getting the right information to the people who need it so that they can act on it quickly.